So let's get into this now. Since our president is openly operating in a different reality, we think it's important that Americans know what's happening in his alternate universe. Luckily, we have a staffer who lives in that world. So here now is Planet Bush Bureau Chief Lawton Smalls. Good morning, Lawton.
Hey, happy birthday, Mark. That's fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
And happy birthday to Jenna in Minnesota. Happy aquasizing. That'll be a good time for y'all.
She's gonna love you, man. So Bush is let's try and focus here, Lawton.
Okay.
So Bush is gonna need at least $200 billion to clean up after Hurricane Katrina and Hurricane Rita. Where's that money gonna come from, Smarty?
Well, Mark, that's not gonna be a problem.
Uh-huh.
There's plenty of money out there to help those folks. Scads, buckets of it.
Really? So
you
want to get rid of the tax cuts for the rich and keep the estate tax? Is that what you're saying?
Now, how did I know you'd go and say something ugly and inappropriate
What
is, you know, we have to keep those tax cuts so the money can trickle down. That's not even on the table, Mark.
So,
wait.
So where's the federal disaster money coming from? Your pocket, Lawton?
Well, unlike you Democrats who only have sarcasm and on-demand abortion, I have a plan to pay for Katrina.
Yeah, I was afraid of that.
One, we're going to axe a bunch of those do-nothing government programs. Just carve them up like a Thanksgiving turkey.
Mm.
Right now is an ideal chance for President George W., two-terms mandate Bush, to liposuck the fat right out of our big socialist government.
Oh, yeah, that's
it.
All right, that's a great idea, Juan. Really terrific. What would you cut, Smarty?
PBS, NPR, National Endowment for the Arts, National Endowment for the Humanities. I'm done financing the gay agenda and smelly bohemians and artists who paint with elephant poop.
Oh, come on.
All right? I say do that stuff on your own dime, Basquiat. Free lunch is over, Rocco. Leave my table.
All right. Well, that's all well and good, I guess, there, crazy man. What's the second part of your big plan there, Lawton?
You're going to love this.
Uh-huh.
There's a huge untapped source of revenue out there, and now would be the perfect time to put it into action.
And who's that, sir?
Children. Do you realize how much potential income is just sitting there?
Wait a minute. Whoa. Children in the workplace?
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it? I'd say we get rid of all the public schools. Scrap them. You know, that failed. Move on from that.
Wait. Well, where are the kids supposed to go to school then?
Well, lots of places. They can choose between homeschooling or private schooling or church schooling. Here's the fun part.
Uh-huh.
They can go right into the workplace.
Okay.
They can bring home a paycheck instead of wasting their time finger painting and napping and all that other liberal nonsense.
Liberal nonsense? That's nuts. That's nuts.
Finger painting.
That's nuts, Lawton.
I got another option.
Uh-huh.
If that doesn't work out, they can go straight into the military. Just right into there.
With the military? For kids?
Why not? They've been training on video games all this time. Might as well put them in a real tank and let them fight some terrorists over there. It's what they want.
Whoa.
Get,
Lawton,
they love it.
Where do you get this stuff, Lawton?
Okay, all the kids will be contributing to the gross national product, earning their keep. Instead of becoming lazy, overthinking, coddled liberal good-for-nothings, their taxes will pay for Katrina, Iraq, and any other wars we might want to have. We just need to make the pie bigger.
You know what?
Everybody wins.
Lawton, you're out of ideas. You failed.
Everybody wins.
And you know you failed, and you're grasping at any crazy idea now, and I think I know where this is all coming from,
my friend. It's coming from a place called common sense.
No, it's not. Your dad made you work, didn't he? Your dad did when you were a kid. He made you work, didn't he, Lon? Your dad made you work, didn't he, Lon? I knew.
When I was five, Daddy made me sing Hank Williams songs on the corner for nickels and dimes. And when I had enough loose change in my little hat, I'd stand in front of the liquor store and beg a grown-up to buy Daddy some Jack Daniels. And when Daddy was finished drinking, he'd kick me out of the house, make me sing some more for his drinking money.
Oh, no.
Hey, good looking.
Oh, no. Take it easy, buddy. Take it easy. All right. I always end up in this weird place with you. All right. You know, Lawton, all right. Please. It's too weird and sad. Please. You all right, Ben? Are you okay? What? You all right? Okay.
Kids will love being in the Army. You know, they already wear the combat pants. This is going to be an easy transition.
All right. Yeah, all right, goodbye, Wally.
All right, God loves you, Mark. Happy birthday now.
Okay.
Deal with it.
All right, thank you. Wow. You know, it's gotten to this point with Lawton where, you know, when I get him upset like that, that I'm so relieved that he's out of the pit of darkness that is at the core of his being, that I'm actually happy when he pops out there at the end.
You know, he's starting to scare me. Eliminating public schools and put kids directly in the workforce and in the military. I think there may be some people who actually think that might not be that bad an idea.
You think he's at the cutting edge of the new neocon thinking?
If we hear Condoleezza Rice say something, we know what's up.
Exactly, right? So many people, there's a lot of people that think, I'm not even going to break the fourth wall on that. I think that Lawton may be hired as an advisor. I mean, hell, they just rehired Michael Brown as a FEMA advisor to try and figure out what went wrong with
what he did wrong.
Exactly. Yeah. He's just going to sit around going, yeah, don't do that. No, don't do that. You might want to be a little faster on that. Yeah, I'm an ass. Sorry. That's just the Toronto does that at the office.